Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
No.
Hearing none?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve the agenda as circulated.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's agenda as circulated. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
That was second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time for public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are 15 hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. And then the board will invite public comments. Supporters will be asked to go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. It's not necessary that you speak in order to register your approval or disapproval, as the board will ask for a show of hands either way. Anyone who does appear and speak, however, may be questioned by the board as well. Once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the result. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would ask that you turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 9631, Sunny Kane, west of Road 387, 1,257 feet, south of Road 392, a variance from the minimum lot size requirement for placement of a manufactured home and a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
State your name and address.
Sunny Kane, 29479 First Street, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Are you going to speak?
Yeah, he's my father.
Put your hand on the... Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hello.
Can you explain to the board your request?
Yeah. I'm requesting a variance to put a manufactured home on my lot in Roxana.
Okay. And you did have a 3/4 acre lot, and now it's going to be?
No, I have a little bit over a 1/2 acre lot, and I was told that I couldn't put a manufactured home in it. It has to be either a stick built or a modular.
And who told you that, ma'am?
Planning and zoning.
Zoning? Okay.
What was previously on the lot?
It was an older house that we tore off.
So it's been torn down?
Yes.
But it was a stick built?
Yes. Yeah. It just wasn't livable.
The need for the rear variance would be for the deck?
Yes, that one I'm asking for, 10 by 20 in the rear and then 8 by 10 in the front.
Okay, so you're requesting, I don't see the front yard request.
No, because it didn't say the size.
I guess because it's allowed to encroach 5 feet.
It's allowed to encroach, so it had to be 5.
5 feet.
Oh, okay.
Can't go more than 5.
Okay.
Without a variance.
All right.
This would be a new dwelling you'd be putting on the property?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What size is it?
Size of
The double wide.
The double wide.
It's 28 by 70. Yes.
28 by 70. Okay, thank you.
And are there other manufactured homes or modulars in the area? Double wides, I mean.
Yes, there are actually some single wides, like trailers and double wides also.
The survey was done with a 28 wide dwelling. The reason I ask that, it shows 20 feet in the back, 40 feet in the front, that's 60 feet. It's also showing that the width of the property depth is only 80 feet. That only leaves you 20 feet.
No, that was on the old. We've had to switch around. I've had to redo the survey twice because where we wanted to put the house, it was on the smaller side of the lot, and then we had to redo a survey. No, so now we have to put it on the right side of the lot, which is 91 feet, actually.
Almost 91 feet, I see.
We caution you that if this is approved, that you make sure whoever's setting the unit,
yes,
that they go by a survey in placing the unit instead of just, you know, relying on markers or what have you. It would be in your best interest to have a survey, a placement survey.
Yeah, I hired somebody to put an actual, like the sticks that they put on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and just to make sure I'm well in with my setbacks. So that's already there.
Okay.
Can they still?
I'll still caution you that sometimes stakes get moved and what have you, and we've seen cases come back where, after they were placed, that they were off. So just.
Okay, all right.
Certain.
So be careful of that.
All right, thank you.
And you understand it's not from the road, it's from the property.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
In favor?
In favor, there's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? We have two. Would you like to come forward and maybe sit down right up front here?
State your name and address.
Bruce Bennett, 36548. Hudson Road.
Sandra Bennett, 36548 Hudson Road.
Okay, place your hands. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, ma'am. Can you state your opposition to this case?
Okay. We own, well, first off, my name is Bruce Bennett. This is my wife, Sandra. We own the property, boring up all three sides of this property. And at the time, we didn't have much opposition on this. But we have been trying to get up with the owners. The previous owners kept throwing stuff in the ditches. And so when they bought it, we thought maybe they would clean up the place make it look presentable, which the house is gone. Our main problem is it's a attached ditch, or no, I'm sorry, a private ditch in the back that we have to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no way that you can get a machinery back there to maintain the ditch banks. The trees now, we've got some pictures here if you want to see them.
Here.
In the process of cleaning up, instead of hauling everything away, they've pushed blocks, wood. There was a wire fence in there. It's pushed in a ditch. Now, we farmed the other side, and we have to maintain this. And in the previous times, if a tree fell over, it was my expense to take care of it. And now that the previous owners come here and want a setback, we've tried to get up with them and they wouldn't return our call. We tried to get the next door neighbor because we didn't know where they lived. We owned the tenant house right across the road from them. And our main problem is that the building is already sitting on the ditch now. And as a matter of fact, it's encroaching two sides of the setback. The old shed that you see there, correct? The property line is right beside of the shed.
Of course, you want to put the trailer at.
Yeah, where do you see that clearing?
Right.
And this shed's on the property now?
It's on the property line on both sides. It's encroaching the ditch. There's no way to maintain the ditch. And it's encroaching on the property side on the other side where we till.
And I think one of our main concerns is I am Secretary Treasurer of the Bunnings Tax Ditch. And being involved with the tax ditch, we have come across such problems, and it's an environmental issue. If people are allowed to dump the garbage and their debris into these ditches, I mean, yes, this may be a private ditch, but all these ditches runs into our tax ditches, and we have got to be able to maintain and our ditches, which at a present time is 25 feet. We have 25 feet from the center of the ditch back that is allowable for us to maintain because of equipment.
And is this a ditch right next to the cornfield?
Correct.
How long is it?
Yes, that's the ditch. That's the ditch. Stuff is being put.
How long has this outbuilding been on the property?
That was the previous owner.
No, I mean, how long in time?
Oh, good gracious. I don't know, when I was a little boy.
Before 1970?
Oh, yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Would be considered a non-conforming use. So there's nothing that we can do to have it removed.
Yeah, well,
that's true, but there should be something that could be done to the ditch by maintaining it. You can even get a small tractor in there. And as you'll see in some of those places, we've got trees growing up on their property, which are 15 feet high. Okay. And if they blow over on our property, then normally when it blows down, it's in a hurricane when you got crops in, so therefore you have to combine around the tree and then come back. You've lost your crop, then you come back and you've got to remove that tree at our expense. And it's just got to the point that we have run into this with the Bunning Tax Ditch,
Bear Hole
Tax Ditch.
In reference to this ditch, how do you normally maintain it from your property?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a private ditch that runs into a attached ditch.
Is there an easement on the property in question in order to maintain the ditch?
That I don't know, but it seems like that if you're going to own property, you would take care of your ditch.
Well, I think our main thing is you've come in and you've cleared a nice section there. You want your home to be set, but then you throw all the debris or a lot of the debris into the ditch. I mean, that's my problem with that.
Right now, I know that
it should all been cleaned up and look
so
nice.
So you're saying prior to the destruction of the previous home that was there wasn't anything in the ditch?
It's very
a few
stuff, but not as much as
nothing like
now.
It's
three times as much now.
Yeah.
And I know of two items are right in the center of the ditch, and well, it's just pushed in there, and what's going to happen eventually, it's going to fall in. And
again, like I'm saying, as far as maintenance-wise, it cannot be maintained with all this stuff, and it'll cost us, as far as taxpayers, money to have this all cleaned out. And again, with the water running into our test ditches, it is an environmental issue.
So if this debris was removed by the owner, then would you still be opposed to the request?
Yes.
Why would that be?
Well, I feel that we went down there and we tried to get in touch with them to have something done about this. And the next door neighbors have said that they got in touch with them and told them.
That's really irrelevant because it's hearsay.
Okay, it's hearsay. Well, it's because they didn't take care of it. And
is
the ditch
entirely on your property, or is it half on?
It's supposed to be half. Supposed to be half. I'm assuming. I don't know. I haven't looked at their survey because when we brought the property.
How about your own deed? Does it refer to the ditch, or did the ditch come after you owned the property?
I think it goes up to the not in the center of the ditch.
But the property line.
Property line, right? Because I think the ditch was dug on.
So it's entirely on your property?
If I'm not mistaken, we can get the deed and find out. But that's, you know, the issue is that if this stuff is going to be there, and you know what, rocks and rotten wood and wire fences and all that's there, it's eventually going to grow up. And personally, I've got tired of cleaning up for the old man, and because he was in a nursing home. I let that go, and when they bought it, that was fine. I thought it was going to be cleaned up. But when they started taking a bulldozer and pushing it in the ditch, then I strictly oppose that. And if you can get in there now and look, it's almost right to the center of the ditch. And
well, I would think that anybody anybody that would want to put a new home on a property would want to clean it up and maintain it.
I would assume it would have been done as the property was being
right, I understand.
Fixed.
And that's why I asked the question, if the applicant were to clean the debris out of the ditch, in other words, if we made that a condition, that debris be removed from the ditch.
Well, what kind of condition would we have that would be maintained that way for the rest of their lives?
If only or
they owned it.
If the applicant builds a home on the property in compliance with the setbacks, what guarantees do you have then?
The only way I would accept it is maybe in writing. So if we got to go to a lawyer, we got something to stand on.
Sir, you said it's a private ditch.
Yes, sir.
Who cut the ditch?
I do.
You do. You get paid. You don't get paid for it.
I don't get paid for it.
And how much is on her property? I mean, how much total that she's got there?
Whatever the length of the lot is, I guess.
The lot, that's it. And how far does that ditch go? Does anybody else pay for cutting that, or just you do all that yourself?
No, do it all myself.
For yourself.
Does it drain your property?
Pardon?
Does it drain your property?
Yes, mm-hmm. It does. There's 50 some acres, sir.
It just drains only your property.
It doesn't just drain ours. It drains
everybody.
Everybody's that's in that general area.
In that area, there's no taxable ditch. There are small ditches that drains into us, which we don't have any problems with that. It's not footballs and basketballs and rocks and all that stuff that's coming from the other property. It's, you know, that wood you can get rid of. But when you're talking about blocks and all, when you put that on farm equipment, you know what that does to disc, chisel plows, and gets very expensive. And it's my
You think the ditch is on your property, though?
The ditch. The ditch is correct. Right. Well, I maintain it every year. Cut the ditch banks. If it needs to be dug out, then I do the digging. Right. And then we've got to pay for spreading it, somebody cleaning it up, and it's aggravating to see all this debris.
Just throw it in the ditch.
And it's basically thrown in the ditch now. Even if they put dirt over top of it, it's still going to erode into the ditch.
I can sympathize with your dilemma. I mean, that's your property, and somebody's throwing their trash or waste on your property. Is there anything that you've done within the law to address that? I mean, certainly, you know, that's trespassing. That's, it would be no different than anybody throwing anything on your property.
That's last effect. I don't want to go to that extreme until, you know, there might be a way that it could be worked out. I don't want to, you know, the people want to build a home, that's fine. What's aggravating, they're not following the rules and regulations that we have to follow. So it's, you know, right now, until we come up with a happy compromise, oppose it.
As it stands right now, with the exception of the double wide, she could build a home 28 feet wide on the property, it appears, meet the setback requirements.
Right now.
She's asking for two things. She's asking to put, the county requires 3/4 acre to place a mobile home, but this board has made exceptions in the past. And she's asking for that exception. And then on the back, instead of a 5-foot step, which she's allowed to encroach 5 feet into the setback for steps or a deck, she's asking for a 10-foot deck, which means it'll be 10 feet from the property line.
That's true.
You know, with the exception of the mobile home, she could build a stick-built home with a 5-foot encroachment. I take it the only problem here is the debris, and obviously that's an expense and a hassle for you to clean up. And I guess I don't understand why, if that's not cleaned up in good faith, you would assume that she's going to maintain the property. But it suggested that, you know, in lieu of acting officially to have that debris removed, you were hoping that something could be worked out. So what would you suggest what that would be?
Well, I like to have something in writing that it's going to be cleaned up, because it has got to the point that we've already contacted our lawyer on this, and we've just got to the point that it's costing us a lot of money.
I understand. So I'll ask you again, if we make it a condition before the unit is set that all the debris be removed at the landowner's expense, all the debris be removed from the ditch?
If we have it in writing.
Yeah.
It would be in writing as a condition if we were to make that a condition. Then you would no longer be in an objection?
No.
I'm not trying to push you in anything. I'm just trying to help you work out a compromise.
I just want something in writing that covers herself, that if we do have to go to court, that we have it. Notarized, whatever's got to be done.
In the event that we make that a condition, okay, and in the event that they don't remove it and they do set the home, then they're in violation and the home has to be removed.
Until it's done.
Okay, so that would be your...
That's your guarantee.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. I got a question. Was all the debris pushed in by these people, or was it some in there before that?
There was some in there before that. There was mainly wood. He had a fence up there. He had a few ducks. It was an old black man that had lived there for years.
And the fence just kind of went over into the ditch.
And then what's happened is when they cleared the stuff and pushed the blocks and the cement and all over
the
ditch.
Which you can see if you look at the picture, some of the...
It appears to be fresh.
Yes, and... The blocks and the chimney foundation. And that kind of stuff.
Okay. Sure.
How deep is that ditch?
It's probably chest deep.
Chest deep?
Yeah, if not more.
In areas?
That's the almost the bottom part that goes into the attached ditch.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Yes, indeed. Ma'am, you want to come back up?
I knew that Mr. and Mrs. Bennett would be here tonight. I knew that from the neighbor across from my lot. They had told CJ, they have never contacted me whatsoever because they don't even have my phone number or vice versa. But they told CJ, who are the neighbors, and CJ had told me that they won't contest this tonight if I have it in writing that I take care of the ditch from now on so that they don't have to take care of it. And, of course, I didn't want to be pushed in a corner, basically, in a blackmail. To me, it's blackmail. And
well, you heard what I asked those folks as far as the condition. Are you opposed to that?
Well, first, there are a lot of blocks and bricks there from the old home, and there are still bricks and blocks on my lot. I have not yet pushed anything on that ditch, not once. I've had 7 dumpsters that I've rented and to put everything that we've knocked down. And I'm still in a clearing. I'm not even done yet.
You're the property owner now,
yes,
correct?
Okay. Yes.
So along with those along with that ownership comes responsibilities of
I understand, but I thought that the ditch was all his because I have a 5-year-old, so I was planning on building a fence all the way around because I don't want my 5-year-old going in that ditch. And that ditch is 6 feet deep. And that ditch has never, from the looks of it, never been touched. The weeds are so far up that you can't even see the bottom of it.
Has the old home been demolished since you purchased the property?
Since I purchased it, yes.
It looks like.
We have done a lot.
Fresh building material is laying here in these pictures. I'm not accusing that, you were responsible for that, but I don't know, according to them, it's come from that property.
Fresh building material?
Yeah.
Like foundation, chimney blocks, stuff like
concrete
that.
Concrete.
Oh, no. Yeah, there are blocks on my lot that I will get rid of.
I suggested to them, and I can't speak for the other members of the board because we haven't ruled on it, but what I'm suggesting is that we make a condition that it be your responsibility to remove all the debris from the ditch granting this variance. Do you have a problem with that?
I will clean it up once, but then whatever is down there, because I know I have not put anything down that ditch, because I do plan to clean up my lot that I have purchased.
Understand.
But from then on, that's it.
Right.
I will not keep
responsibility then, because that ditch is on him.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but he wanted it for me as long as I live there.
We're not considering that.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
But what we are considering is putting a condition that all the debris along your property line in that ditch be removed by you.
That's fine, because I can rent a machinery. There are machineries out there that you can clean it with.
Sure. Okay. And then we would probably request an inspector to go out to make sure that debris has been removed, and then you could place the mobile.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hearing no other opposition and hearing the rebuttal, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 9631 with the condition that it be the property owner's responsibility to remove all debris from the ditch that exists, regardless of
along the common property line.
Regardless of whose it is. And that before placement of the mobile, that inspector go out and determine that that's been done.
Okay.
I think, Johnny, and not her responsibility afterwards either. After she gets it done.
No, that's not in the condition.
That wasn't in the condition.
No. I just want to make sure she doesn't understand that too.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion? Chair will entertain a. Do I have a second to that motion?
Chairman, I withdraw the motion and make a motion to take case number 9631 under advisement.
Okay. Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 9631 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made or late on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning.